Board of Works for April 22nd. Need approval of the April 8th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Hello, Sunny Pink staff, fire chief. Currently to date, we are fastly approaching 1,000 runs. I am happy to announce that we finally got federal approval for our drones. So those will be purchased soon and the training will follow. We are going strong with our smoke and CO detector blitz. A lot of those runs that I've not checked, but we're way above like where we were last year, but that's because we're going out to houses and installing smoke detectors and making a official run of that, which will help us on our ISO also. I want to say congratulations to Captain James Beeman, who was awarded the Knox County Chamber of Commerce Public Servant of the Year. We did have a little bad news last week. Battalion Chief Tony Gerald, while doing some training out at the Sheriff's Department, experienced cardiac arrest. However, the good news is he is home. Checked on him Thursday and Friday. Big difference between the 2 days, and plan on going to see him this evening after this meeting. Today, I got up at 5 o'clock and attended a SWAT commander's meeting up in Indianapolis. Training for both fire and police, which will benefit fire departments that are rescue task force certified, which we all are on our department, and the city police department, and with their tactical team, and the county. So if, God forbid, if something big does happen, it's going to take all of us to mitigate or try and mitigate that circumstance. And that's all I have right now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Sonny. City inspector.
City Inspector Philip Cooper, from 325 to date, we've had 68 junk and debris and 52 trash violations. Also, we've demolished two houses, 1321 Prairie and 915 North 9th. And hopefully here in the next 3 or 4 months, we'll have 10 more to take down. So,
great.
And that's going to be the end of the program for the blight. So,
okay.
Thanks,
Phil. Animal shelter.
Vincent's Animal Shelter, Leah Vantlin. For the month of March, we took in 7 cats. Our outcomes for cats were we had 4 adoptions and 2 feral releases. On our dogs, we did take in 44 dogs in the month of March. 10 of those were from the county. For our outcomes for dogs, it was also 44. We had 29 adoptions. We had 13 dogs returned to their owner, and we sent 2 dogs to a rescue. We had a total of 33 adoptions for the month of March. Our current census at the shelter is that we have 10 dogs in our 5-day hold room and 2 cats in 5-day hold. We have 11 animals in foster care, and those are primarily unweaned kittens that are being bottle fed. And we have 20 dogs available for adoption, 7 cats available for adoption. Our total on-site population right now is 39.
Okay, thanks, Leah. Cemetery, Danny.
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. For the month of March, we had a total of 17 funeral services in the cemetery. In April, we've had 11 so far. Year-to-date, we've had 65. And the cemetery has a total of 35,947 total known burials. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny. No old business, move new business. First up is German Fest banner, Don Halter.
Yes, Don Halter here for Christian Education Foundation. I believe German Fest is August 10th and 11th. Would have missed the meeting, but I heard it on the radio today. And so requesting we can put a banner up for advertisement this year. We have our insurance through Burkhart's, and we can provide you with a certificate of insurance as well.
Paul says everything's good, so.
We'll make a motion to approve the hanging of the German Fest banner on Hart Street for 2 weeks beginning July 29th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Next is a curb cut for Justin Lowe. Is he not here?
He apparently is not here. Do I table that?
Yeah, I guess we'll table it.
Okay.
Move on to Knox County Shrine Bucket Brigade, Mr. Matthews.
We got to Knox County Shrines wanting to have a roadblock at two different intersections, Hart Street and 15th, and over there in Sinclair and Washington Avenue. And this is, we usually have that every year to raise money for the hospital in St. Louis, right. More or less what it is.
Okay.
Terry, you got any issues with it?
No, okay. It's pretty routine, and they always don't.
The best.
Right, best and things.
Yeah, okay. And we got proof of insurance too.
Right. He'll make a motion to approve the Knox County Shriners Bucket Brigade on Saturday, May 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 15th and Hart and 7th and St. Clair.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good luck. We have nothing under miscellaneous. Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.